بسم الله الحمد لله الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفاه. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله with a new درس with the دروس of the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in this درس today we are going to talk about the uncles and aunts of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And when we say uncles and aunts, we mean the father's brothers and sisters, not the uncles and aunts from the side of mother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but from the side of the father of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Jumma'ili here says, وَكَانَ لَهُ سَنَتَكَلَّمُ الْيَوْمُ في درسنا هذا في سيرة المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم في المختصر منها للإمام الجماعيلي عن فصل في أعمامه وعماته. قال الإمام: وكان له صلى الله عليه وسلم من العمومة 11، من العمومة 11 يعني من الذكور 11 عم، 11 عما، و 11 هذا من حيث النحو مركب من جزئين، ينصب الجزآن أو مبني على نصب الجزئين في كل حال، وهو مذكر يدل على أن المسند إليه مذكر. So the Imam Jumma'ili said and he had 11 uncles. منهم from them الحارث وهو أكبر ولد عبد المطلب and he is the oldest son of عبد المطلب. وبه كان يكنى and عبد المطلب was nicknamed by الحارث, أبو الحارث, father of الحارث. He was known by أبو الحارث because of his son, the eldest son, Al-Harith. وَمِنْ وَلَدِهِ أي من ولد الحارث وَوَلَدِ وَلَدِهِ جَمَاعَةٌ لَهُمْ صُحْبَةُ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما الحارث مات على الكفر، وأما طائفة من أولاده وأولاد أولاده يعني أحفاده فهناك جماعة أسلموا وكان لهم صحبة مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نأتي عليهم. And from the children of الحارث died in كفر، died as كافر. And from but some of his sons and grandsons or children and godchildren who used to be companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, meaning that they were some of them were companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that they embraced Islam. And we all know that the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the one who met the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a state of Islam until he died. That is the companion. It's not anybody met the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but it is the one who met the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a state of Islam and died upon Islam. That is called Sahabi. وقثم قثم قثم أيضا من أعمام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكنه هلك صغيرا، مات حال صغره، مات حال صغري أثم. قاف مضمومة وثاء مفتوحة وميم مضمومة أثم هلكا. وهو وأخوه وهو والحارث أخوان لأم واحدة همن الحارث. قسم a son of عبد المطلب uncle of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but he died when he was small, when he was a child. Him and الحارث both were brothers from the same mother and father. As عبد المطلب used to have more than one wife. And from the uncles of the Prophet ﷺ is Al-Zubayr ibn Abd al-Muttalib. Al-Zubayr ibn Abd al-Muttalib. Al-Zubayr ibn Abd al-Muttalib كان من أشراف قريش. كان من أشراف قريش. هذا غير الزبير بن عوام. الزبير بن عوام هو ابن عمة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صفية. ولكن هذا عم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اسمه الزبير ابن عبد المطلب. كان من سادات قريش وأشرافها. And الزبير بن عبد المطلب who is different from الزبير بن عوام. الزبير بن عوام is a cousin of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from his aunt صفية. But this is his uncle Al-Zubayr ibn Abd al-Muttalib, and he was one of the sheriffs of Mecca, or the people who have the authority in Mecca, people of authority in Mecca. وابنه عبد الله بن الزبير شهد مع رسوله, يقول الإمام الجماعيلي, وابنه عبد الله بن الزبير شهد مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حنينا. هذا غير عبد الله بن الزبير المعروف, ذاك عبد الله بن الزبير بن العوام. أبوه الزبير بن العوام وأمه أسماء بنت أبي بكر الصديق, وجدته لأبيه صفية بنت عبد المطلب. وأما هذا فهو عبد الله بن الزبير بن عبد المطلب, قد أسلم وشهد مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حنينا, وهذا يعني أنه أسلم متأخر في فتح مكة, أنه لم يشهد إلى حنين وحنين بعد فتح مكة. وثبت يومئذ حين أن انصرف الناس في أول الأمر, ويوم حنين إذا أعجبتكم كثرتكم ولم تغني عنكم من ولم تغني عنكم شيئا. واستشهد بأجنادين, الوقعة المشهورة أجنادين من أرض الروم. وروي أنه وجد إلى جنب سبعة قد فقتلوه. هذا يدل على شجاعته وثباته وحزمه في الله. وجد إلى جنب سبعة من الكفار قد قتلهم, وهو يقاتلهم أصابته جراحات من ضربهم, فقتل السبعة وسقط صريعا متأثرا بجراحه ميتا شهيدا بإذن الله. عبد الله بن الزبير للبروفس صلى الله عليه وسلم. عبد الله is the cousin of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. عبد الله بن الزبير بن عبد الله بن الزبير بن عبد المطلب different from عبد الله بن الزبير بن عبد الله بن الزبير بن العوام was born in the first year of هجرة, and that means it could not be him the one who fired with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Hunayn, because in Hunayn he's supposed to be 10 years old. He's supposed to be 10 years old. But this proves that Abdullah ibn Zubayr, which we are talking about, is older than that, and he is the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While Abdullah ibn Zubair ibn Awam is not the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but his father Zubair is the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he attended the Battle of Hunayn. And he stabled that day when most of the Sahaba ran away. But he stood with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fighting. There were little people with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was killed in the Battle of Ajnadin. And it was reported that he was found died. He was found dead by seven of the kuffar whom he killed. And it seems that he was fighting them and killing one after another, but they were hurting him with their swords. So by the seven that he killed, he was already bleeding badly. So he collapsed and fell down dead. May Allah accept him from amongst the martyrs. أيضا من أبناء الزبير بن عبد المطلب ضباعة بنت الزبير. هؤلاء أبناء الزبير. الزبير عاش، قلنا أن الحارث والأكبر من أبناء عبد المطلب، وكان من ولدي من لهم صحبة. وقسم هلك الصغيرة. والزبير بن عبد المطلب كان من أشراف قريش، لكنه لم يسلم، لأنه ما أسلم من أعمام سلم إلا حمزة وعبد المطلب من الأعمام، حمزة والعباس، إلا حمزة والعباس. وضباعة بنت الزبير بن عبد المطلب أيضا أسلمت ولها صحبة، وأختها أم الحكم بنت الزبير، وقد روت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا الزبير وأبناؤه. ننتقل الآن إلى الرابع من أولادي عبد المطلب، وهم أعمام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قلنا الأول الحارث ابن عبد المطلب، والثاني قسم ابن عبد المطلب وقد مات صغيرا، والثالث الزبير ابن عبد المطلب، وهؤلاء الذين ذكرناهم أبناؤه. الرابع حمزة ابن عبد المطلب وقد أسلم وحسن إسلامه، بل كان أسد الله وأسد رسوله كما أسماه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو أخ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الرضاعة. نعم، ولدنا تنزلت بارت أوف الزبير. الزبير بن as we said الحارث بن عبد المطلب is an uncle of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He died on kufr, but some of his children and grandchildren embraced Islam and they were companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Qutham died in boyhood, and he was full blood brother of Al-Harith, same father, same mother. And then Zubair ibn Abdul Muttalib, he is a brother of them but from other mother, other wife. Zubair died on kufr, Zubair ibn Abdul Muttalib. But his children, Abdullah and Duba'a bint Zubayr, the daughter of Zubayr, Umm al-Hakam bint Zubayr, they were Muslims and companions. And Umm al-Hakam reported a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we have Hamza, the fourth son of Abdul Muttalib and fourth uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him, the lion of Allah, the lion of his messenger. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him the lion because he fear any one of the kuffar. And that's how he embraced Islam. He was kafir. When he heard some of the kuffar in Mecca talking badly about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he came and hit one of them and he said, I am on his religion. What do you want to say? And he said it, but he stumbled on it until he died, رضي الله عنه وارضاه. And he is a brother of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with breastfeeding. He is the milk brother of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was breastfeeded by Thuwaiba, him and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He embraced Islam, as we said, very early days when he heard the kuffar in Mecca cursing the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he came and he injured one of them by hitting him on his head, saying that, "I am on his religion, what do you want to say?" So all people that time kept quiet because they know Hamza is a real lion. Real lion. And then he migrated with the Prophet ﷺ to Medina. And he attended Badr, the Battle of Badr. And he was killed in Uhud. And his grave is by the mountain of Uhud until today known. He did not have except one daughter, one girl. He did not leave behind any sons. This was the fourth son of Abdul Muttalib, fourth uncle of the Prophet. We said the first three were kuffar. Hamza, the fourth was Muslim. Then Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib also was Muslim. He embraced Islam and migrated to Medina. He was older than the Prophet ﷺ by 3 years. أيضا هذا الفضل من العباس أبو الفضل العباس بن عبد المطلب هو خامس أبناء عبد المطلب. وفي ذات الوقت هو ثاني من أسلم من أبناء عبد المطلب. حمزة نعم حمزة الرابع والعباس الخامس وأسلم الإسلام. العباس بن عبد المطلب أمر الإسلام migrated with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to Medina or migrated after him perhaps to Medina. يعني he was older than the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم by 3 years. وكان أكبر من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بثلاث سنوات. وكان له 10 من الذكور. يعني من الأبناء الذكور. عن عباس had 10 sons. عباس بن عبد المطلب has 10 sons. هم الفضل ابن العباس وعبد الله ابن العباس. وعبد الله معروف الحبر البحر وقسم. وهؤلاء لهم صحبة وقد مات قسم سنة 32 في خلافة عثمان بن عفان بالمدينة. العباس had 10 sons from them. الفضل عبد الله the famous صحابي عبد الله بن عباس and قثم all were companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and all of his sons were Muslims perhaps were companions but some of them were born after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم died and some were very little children when he صلى الله عليه وسلم died. العباس died in year 32 at the time of Uthman ibn Affan رضي الله عنه when he was the caliph and he died in Medina and he was buried in Al-Baqi'. So these are five uncles of the Prophet ﷺ. Two of them were Muslims, three were kuffar. And then he has also أبو طالب وأيضا من أعمامه أبو طالب واسمه عبد مناف وهو أخو والد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبا وأم هو أخو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبا وأم شقيق أخو شقيق للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم and the sixth is أبو طالب ابن عبد المطلب the father of علي رضي الله تعالى عن علي and the name of أبو طالب is عبد مناف عبد مناف he is the brother of the father of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from father and mother so the mother of عبد الله and أبو طالب was one and he is the brother of Atika and their mother is Fatima bint Amr ibn Aid ibn Imran ibn Makhzum that is the grandmother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Abu Talib has number of children from them Talib Talib ibn Abi Talib Talib ibn Abi Talib he died in Kufr he died as Kafir and then he had عقيل ابن أبي طالب وجعفر ابن أبي طالب وعلي ابن أبي طالب وأم هانئ فاتخة فاختة وأم هانئ بنت أبي طالب واسمها فاختة وهؤلاء مسلمون وجمانة أيضا قد ذكرت في أولاده في أولاد أبي طالب صاحب طالب عاد a son called Talib who died in Kufr state instead of Kufr and had Aqil and Ja'far Ali Fakhita which used to be called Ummu Hani these all were Sahaba these all were Sahaba and died in Islam and then from the anchors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Abu Lahab أبو لهب ابن عبد المطلب واسمه عبد العزة كناه أبوه بذلك أي بأبي لهب لحسن وجهه فقد كان وجهه أحمر كوجوه أهل الشام اليوم ومن ولده عتبة ومعتب ثبتا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم حنين فقد أسلم ودرة ابنة أبي لهب ولهم صحبة وعتيبة قتله الأسد بالزرقاء من أرض الشام على كفري بدعوة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني أنه هرب كافرا من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فدعا عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأكله أسد بالزرقاء في الأردن So the seventh is Abu Lahab. His name is Abd al-Uzza. He was called Abu Lahab. His father, Abd al-Muttalib, called him Abu Lahab because his face was red, like the Arabians today. So they called him Abu Lahab. Lahab is the flame. The one of the flame. It doesn't mean the father of the flame, but it means the one of the flame. Abu Lahab has children from them, Utbah and Mu'attab. They were Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. They embraced Islam and fighted with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam against Hawazin and Thaqif in the Battle of Hunayn. And from them also a girl called Durra. Durra also died in Islam and a fourth one boy called Utaybah he denied Islam and ran away to Asham, to Jordan, Az-Zarqa. And there, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam subjugated against him, a lion came and killed him. ومن أيضا أبنائي عبد ومن أبنائي عبد المطلب وأعمامي ومن أعمامي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الكعبة وحجل وحجل واسم المغيرة وضرار أخو العباس لأمه والغيدار. وإنما سمي الغيداق لأنه أجود قريش، كان يغدق على الأضياف وأكثرهم طعاما. فهؤلاء أعمام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قلنا أنهم 11، كلهم مات على الكفر إلا 2، حمزة رضي الله عنه والعباس رضي الله عنه. ونقف عند هذا الحد لنستكمل في لقائنا القادم. So we said that the 8th uncle of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was عبد الكعبة. The 9th حجل and his name is المغيرة. The 10th is ضرار, is a blood brother of العباس. And the 10th is الغيداق. And he was called الغيداق because he was the most generous one in Mecca. Especially with food, he used to serve the guests and the visitors of Mecca. And we said that up to here we stop to continue with the aunts of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the coming dars inshallah on next Saturday, on next Sunday. May Allah keep us upon iman and taqwa until we stand before him subhanahu wa ta'ala with his pleasure. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyi Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. طيب, here is a question. Says, would you please tell us if Hind did kill Hamza رضي الله عنه? Yes, or in fact, we would consider that Hind did kill Hamza because he killed her father and her husband in the Battle of Badr. But she did not, she was not the one who killed herself, but she was, or she asked her slave Wahshi to kill Hamza, and Wahshi was a good archer. And he killed Hamza, and when he killed Hamza, she came to where Hamza is lying death and cut his stomach, and it's because she swore to eat his liver. So she took the liver out and she started chewing it, but Allah Ta'ala made it difficult for her to chew it, so nothing of Hamza would be in the fire. And she ate, threw it away. Wahshi, who killed Hamza, embraced Islam and promised the Prophet ﷺ to kill somebody as important in Kufr as Hamza important in Islam. And he is the one who killed Musaylam al-Kadhab, who killed Musaylam al-Kadhab, who said that he is a prophet. That is the story of Hind and Hamza, Wallahu A'lam. And here we have to close up, so we go for Salatul Maghrib. Wallahu A'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.